Sangharakshita, Bhante Sangharakshita, our teacher, the founder of our order, speaks of the tiger's cave as the symbol, the image for what's called Mahashunyata, great emptiness. The great emptiness, which is the realization of non-duality. All distinctions between self and other, this and that, likes and dislikes, samsara and nirvana, worldly and spiritual, are utterly consumed, utterly dissolved. Sangharakshita says, this is the great void, because all of us, even the most spiritual of us, are afraid of disappearing into it. We want to cling on to our dualistic way of thinking, self and others, this and that. But eventually, they must all go. The great emptiness is like the tiger's cave. Many tracks lead into it, but none come out. Ultimately, your fear of it is also the reason you want to go into the great emptiness, because you and your fear will never come out. It swallows up every product of our dualistic vision. So here we get some idea of the motive for going into that tiger's cave. Our fear, which is a symptom of our self-centeredness, our self-clinging, our self-protection, that self-centeredness, that egotism, if you like, is such a burden. Padmadaka said very generously that I'm not self-preoccupied, but I can assure you I am, because I experience that self-preoccupation as a great weight. Self-preoccupation, a kind of burden of our egotism, it really does weigh us down. It gets in the way, it limits our freedom, our creativity. When we enter the tiger's cave, yes, we disappear, but in another sense, we reappear. We're reborn, we're recreated. And you could actually characterize the spiritual life in these terms. It's not that there's going to be one cataclysmic dissolution in the tiger's cave and then a wonderful rebirth. It's happening all the time, a process of dissolving and renewing. Sometimes people complain that they don't feel free. They don't feel free. I can feel it. I don't feel free. They don't feel satisfied, that they're not living creatively, that they're not living deeply enough. And often we come up with all kinds of reasons for this. It's our upbringing. It's the government. It's the state. It's other people. It's him. It's her. Above all, it's them. It's somebody else's fault that I'm not free, I'm not satisfied, I'm not creative. But that is never the Buddhist analysis. It's never the Buddha's analysis. The final Buddhist analysis is that it's you, that it's me. That's why we aren't creative. That's why we aren't free, because we're just so stuck in ourselves. The great Zen teacher Yunmen was once asked by a disciple, what's the problem? What's the problem? Somebody just went up to him. What's the problem? Meaning, what's my problem? What's the problem of life? What's the problem of existence? Why is there suffering? But he just said, what's the problem? And Yunmen was very direct, famous for very direct, turning, pivotal words, as they called them, words that can really bring about a transformation. Very straightforward. And he said, what's the problem? You don't know the stench of your own shit. Really drastic, direct. But of course, telling the monk, you don't know that self-centeredness, selfishness, really stinks. It really does stink. When something is stuck, when something doesn't move, when something doesn't flow, it stinks. Go up to the nature reserve, see the stagnant pools of water. They stink. They really stink because the water doesn't flow. When we fix ourselves, when we limit ourselves, we start to stink. The problem is, we don't know that we stink.